Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, if your idea of a family walk usually ends in complaints, a million snacks and negotiations, and that's even before you've got out the door, this might just change everything. This morning, we're talking about getting families outdoors and actually enjoying it. Counselling psychologist Mairead Furlong is the co-author of the 50 Best Family Hikes in Ireland, and she joins us now to explore how walking together can boost mental health, spark connection, and help you rediscover a little sense of adventure. Mairead, you're very welcome.
Well, thank you for having me here, Claire.
Where did the idea for the book come?
The book idea actually came in 2024, but we'd been hiking as a family, I suppose, for several years before that. But I suppose we had gone on hundreds of walks or hikes by that stage, and we just thought, we're an ordinary family, and, you know, we would have liked to see more other families out there, because it's just a low-cost playground for children. And if an ordinary family like us could do it, why couldn't others do it? So that's kind of why we wrote the book. And we wanted to write, like, to include advice and guidance for parents so that they wouldn't feel daunted by it. Like, when we started hiking first, we did buy other hiking books, but, like, there wasn't some of the advice that you might want for having, you know, bringing a child on a hike, and just things you might need to consider that way.
And tell me about your family then.
There's me and my husband. We have one child, and he's 10 years old now. But the hikes we did are from when he was between age, say, 5 to 8 years old. Sometimes my son would bring along a friend as well. It would be mostly the three of us going off hiking, you know.
And it is different when you're bringing kids, isn't it? Because you want to know that there is, you know, a clear track. You want to know there's parking. Like, there's certain things you want to know, particularly, I suppose, around safety, that, you know, you're going to be able to complete it, that they're going to be able to complete it.
Yes, I think it is important to start small and to pick a walk that gives you good bang for your buck. So that gives you a great experience, but for relatively little effort. So you can get that in a book by just, you know, going for the easy hikes first. I think that is important, yeah, to start small. And in terms of safety, I think it's about a lot of common sense with that. Like, children do like adventure, so they do like clambering on rocks. They do like, you know, crossing streams. Like, I asked my son last night, what is the hardest type of walk, or what's the worst type of walk? And he said, a long, straight, boring tarmac track. So it could be too safe as well. That can actually demotivate children. Do you know what I mean? The sense of being out in the wild, like rocks and rivers and all of that. So common sense, you know, it's about common sense. And children, well, obviously should be old enough that you don't have to worry about them in that way, you know, that they're not toddlers or something, you know. But we've never really found the safety thing an issue.
And how do you package the whole thing? Because I feel like, post-pandemic, if I mention the word walk to my kids, they just shrivel up. So how do we package this and get the kids on board without all the complaints?
I suppose, I think, get them involved in, it depends on the age of your children, I guess, as well, and get them to pick a place that they would like to go, and then maybe get them involved in the planning of it. I think there's no issue. It's about the choice of walk. You have to pick a walk that will carry the load of entertaining your children so that you don't have to. Like, if you pick a boring walk, they're going to find it boring. So that's why we made a big effort to pick walks that we found very stimulating and interesting and entertaining. You know, like, one of my son's favourite walks is in the Burn. There's several walks in the Burn in County Clare, but he loves that because of the, like, the walking on the rocks, the clambering through the rocks. He loves that. He always has. Yeah. So I think it's about giving the child a very positive experience, and then they'll want to go back.
So it's a bit more of an adventure, really, than, as you say, a flat tarmac walk.
Yeah.
And yourself and your husband work as psychologists. So you're dealing with families all the time. And what is the benefit of families getting out together in nature and walking and hiking?
Well, there's just so many benefits. from getting out. Like, it just puts people in a good mood. Like, that's just natural. I suppose you're getting endorphins going and serotonin going. On a family level, like, it's just, it gives an opportunity to just deepen the family relationships. There's a time to talk. You're building up experiences and adventures together that you can talk about afterwards. Like, just even on an anecdotal personal level, but also, like, there's so much research that shows that being out in nature reduces your stress, your anxiety, depression, ADHD symptoms, your blood pressure, and also it improves your ability to sleep well, your energy, your fitness, your immune system. So there's just so much that's good about it.
Are there any highlights you'd like to give? You mentioned the Burren in Clare, which is just a gorgeous place to visit any time of the year. There's so many gorgeous walks around that coastline. Any others you'd like to highlight?
There's so many places, really. Connemara, Diamond Hill, that's a lovely walk. It's kind of a medium level walk. Easy walks up around Mayo, Benwee, Cliffs, down Patrick Head. Now, they're great walks to start off with that will make any person, child or adult, want to go back for more. You can make it as hard or as easy as you like. They're just brilliant walks. There is Schlieffoy in County Louth. There is Glen Columkill, Cliffs in County Donegal, Schlieve League up there. And then, so there's so many places as well. Like Jouse in County Wicklow is one of the easier ones. You can make going up to the J.B. Malone statue there. Yeah, so there's so many excellent, and obviously down in Cork and Kerry as well, there's so many great places all around the country. So in our walks, we kind of split it up into, you know, north, south, east and west and the Midlands. So there's, and we grade them by easy, medium and more difficult, and so that people can, you know, choose a walk from one of those places.
And a good idea I think the kids would get on board with is if you have a map and you're sort of pinning off where you're going, you know, so that you're marking off a list along the way. I think that that sort of visual really can engage kids.
Exactly. So we have a map, well, we have a smaller map, and we detail the instructions like 1, 2, 3, 4, and that's linked to the map. So it gives you a very clear sense of where you're going. And also, I think it's good for kids and teenagers to get involved in terms of they can be the one looking at the hiker app that you can download free or cheap apps on your phone, hiker app or All Trails app, and they can be following them along. Or it's also a very good idea if you're intending to explore an area to get the Ordnance Survey map for that area. And, you know, to kind of look at that beforehand so you kind of have an overall sense of the terrain. Can be really good to get children and teenagers involved in that way.
And do you want somewhere that has facilities? I know you mentioned Diamond Hill, that has a really nice cafe there, toilets. Do you think that's necessary with families, or are you packing a bag and going wild, leaving no trace as you go?
It depends. Yeah, so it depends. Like, some places will have those facilities and then other places won't. Like, some of our walks will have you parking at a good place on the side of a road. We give exact directions, you know, where exactly to park. Like, we'd say when you're really going more into the wild, you might be bringing, you know, some bits of food with you. You would have to be bringing things like toilet paper with you, depending on how long you're going out. But you have to kind of think of these things. But it is great to go off wild for a few hours, and you'll see places that you've never seen before, and it's completely doable.
Yeah, and an adventure. Let's all get on board with the adventure. And even as adults, let's return to being kids a little bit and clamber about and embrace the adventure, that sense of adventure. I think it's something we often forget. So are there any hikes that you're looking as a family to cross off the list for what's left of the Christmas holidays?
We do have it in our mind to do something. Because of the winter, we probably won't travel too far from where we are, you know. So we'll probably do some walks in the Wicklow Mountains, maybe up in the Mourne Mountains. There's so many walks in the Mourne Mountains and the Cooley Mountains. So we'll probably go up there. All right.
And I do love a winter walk or a winter hike because you get to come home, get cozy, put the feet up and congratulate yourself on a day well spent. Well, the book is called The 50 Best Family Hikes in Ireland. It's by Mairead Furlong and Fergal McLaughlin. Thank you so much for coming on, Mairead.
Well, thank you very much, Claire. Thank you.